The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. And starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello? Duffy's Beverage Emporium. Where the elite foregather to sup. Feature the maitre d' speaking. Duffy is not in the vicinity. Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. Beg pardon? What am I doing here? I'm here on the recommendation of my psychiatrist. Well, I've always been a butler in the movies, and he thought I needed a change of atmosphere. So instead of being a gentleman's gentleman, I am now a bum's bum. Yes, that is correct. Where's Archie? Well, he's very busily occupied at the moment. What? Oh, very well. I'll wake him up.
Don't be a wise guy, Treacher. Give me that phone. Hello, Duffy. Huh? How come Treacher's working here? Well, I figured we could use a tall waiter, you know, who could hold the tray high enough so the customers can't see what they're eating before it explodes in their stomachs. How come a new waiter? Well, I had to let Yasha Panyaslavnik go. I caught the crook stealing from the cash register. I do it all the time? I know, but with me it's different. I'm an old, faithful, trusted employee. Well, I think Treacher will work out great. Well, look, Duffy, I'll call you back. I gotta get back to sleep. I mean, to work.
I beg your pardon, sir.
What is it, Treacher?
Well, I hate to bother you, but a rather sticky little problem has come up.
Oh, is that so? What?
Well, there seems to be a corpse in the corner booth.
How do you like that? Now, who'd bring a corpse in here?
Well, he wasn't a corpse when he came in.
Oh. Well, tell me, what did he look like?
Oh, a pleasant chap. I shall never forget his last words.
What were they?
Bring me the 25-cent blue plate.
Treacher, you sure about this whole thing? Did you feel the guy's pulse?
Why?
Well, maybe he ain't dead. Maybe he just ain't used to strong food.
You mean he'll live?
Well, most of them do. It's the 15-cent blue plate that has us worried. Tell you what, just wait a minute and see if he falls on the floor in a convulsion. If he does, you'll know he's all right.
I see. And what should we do about the check?
Well, at Duffy's, we always give the customer a sporting chance.
A sporting chance?
Yeah, well, watch which way he falls, see? If he lands face up, he pays. If it's tails, it's on the house.
Say, Archie.
Yes, Miss Duffy.
Say, Archie, how'd you like the show at the Bijou last night?
Oh, it was great, but how'd you know I was there?
I knew it as soon as the girls came out on stage wearing nothing but pigeons.
What do you mean? How'd you know that?
Who else but you would be throwing breadcrumbs in the aisle?
So what? I'm a bird lover. Funny, though, I didn't see you.
Oh, I was in the balcony with my boyfriend.
Oh, did you enjoy the performance?
I'll say. I had to slap his face 3 times.
I was referring to the performance on the stage. Devotable, you know. Incidentally, what did you think of that Professor Zodiac, that hypnotist?
Oh, those hypnotists, they're all fake.
I agree with you, Miss Duffy.
When was you ever hypnotized?
Oh, at the Palladium in London.
What happened?
Well, this hypnotist called me up on the stage, waved his hands in my face, looked me in the eye and told me that when I woke up, I wouldn't know what time it was. And by Jove, the chap was right.
What do you mean?
Well, when I got back to my seat, my watch was missing.
Well, this guy last night was much more legitimate. You should have seen him, you see. He gets a guy up on a stage and just by occult hypnotism, he forces the guy to make violent love to a dame.
What's so wonderful about that?
It was the guy's own wife. So, to make a long story short, I invited the hypnotist down here tonight for some instructions. And after a couple of lessons, I won't have no more trouble with dames.
You mean your trouble getting one?
No, me trouble getting the one I got.
Which one is that? Chiquita Simple Bopper?
No, not her.
Lana Quatfazel?
Miss Duffy, how many times do I have to tell you Lana Quatfazel is engaged to Cadwallader the Grettenstunker the Third?
Oh. Well, let me see. Could it be Katrinka Yarbop?
No.
Natasha Domjanovich?
No. This one's a foreigner. It's me little French filly, Renee, you know. She don't seem to love me like she used to.
What makes you think so?
Well, she's been dropping a few veiled hints lately.
Veiled hints?
Yeah, little things, you know, like slamming a door in me face. And hanging up the phone on me and getting engaged to other guys. Nothing one could put their finger on. But with hypnotism, that'll all be changed. I'll wave me magic wand 3 times and she'll be Mrs. Archie.
But my dear chap, what will happen if she ever wakes up?
Well, so what? You think she's going to divorce a guy with a mansion and a swimming pool and a yacht?
Hold on, old chap. You're going to buy a mansion, a swimming pool, and a yacht on $15 a week?
Yeah.
How?
Simple. I'll give up smoking. Now, if you'll excuse me a minute, I'd like to study this booklet here. Let's see now. Zodiac the Great, Master of Hypnotism, Reader of Men's Minds, the World's Greatest Intellect.
How do you do?
Mad Russian. Russian, what are you doing here?
Professor Zodiac is sending me. I am his new assistant.
What do you know about hypnotism?
You ask me what I know about hypnotism? Me, a man who for 20 years has looked into the eyes of Eddie Kempfer?
But how did you get with Professor Zodiac?
The professor is noticing that I, too, have a hypnotic eye.
You?
Most of course. In fact, as I am coming into this world as a baby, immediately I am putting my doctor into a deep trance.
You put your doctor into a deep trance.
This was making medical history.
How come?
Before the doctor is slapping me, I am slapping him first.
Well, it serves him right for bringing you into the world. So you're Professor Zodiac's new assistant, huh?
What you might call his right foot.
You mean his right hand?
No, his right foot. When he is putting people to sleep, I am kicking them to wake them up.
And this makes you a hypnotist, huh?
This plus other things.
What other things?
Like I am hypnotizing my grandmother into thinking she's a horse.
Oh, really? Is it a success?
Only to an extent.
What do you mean?
She came in next to last in the Kentucky Derby.
She came in next to last. Who ran last?
My grandfather. He is chasing. My grandfather. He is chasing my grandmother like mad.
Oh. How come?
As a horse, she was very beautiful.
So you're Professor Zodiac's assistant, huh?
Yes, I am known as the human sleeping pill.
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking of taking some lessons, and I wanted to ask Professor Zodiac a couple of questions, but maybe you can help me.
Okie dokie, that'll do.
Well, what'll you charge me?
For $50, I will answer 3 questions.
Well, ain't that a lot of money?
Yes, it is. You now have two questions left.
Look, Russian, all I want to find out is what you have to do to hypnotize a beautiful dame.
What about the $50?
I ain't got $50.
How much you got?
Five.
Mm-hmm. In that case, this little book will answer the questions. So, please, you are giving me the $5?
Now, just a minute, Russian. I wasn't born yesterday. I'll give you $3.
What? You are daring to insult me with a mere $3? $3 for the inscrutable wisdom of the East?
I'm sorry.
Make it four.
Just a minute. I want to see that book first. Let's see here. A scientific approach to hypnosis, mesmerism, and advanced tea leaf reading in Technicolor. Tea leaf reading in Technicolor?
We are using orange pico.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Here's a buck for the deposit. I'll pay you the rest later.
What? You are daring to insult me with a mere $1 for the inscrutable wisdom of the East?
Take it or leave it.
You have bought yourself a book.
Oh, boy. With this book, I'll be lousy with inscrutable wisdom. I can make any dame I want fall for me.
Archie, you think if I used the book, I could make fellas fall for me?
Look, after all, Miss Duffy, this is hypnotism, not magic.
Hey, very funny.
Wait a minute, give me that phone.
What are you going to do?
Call up that little French filly, Rene. With this book, she'll find out she's dealing with a new Archie. Hello? I'd like to speak to Rene, please. Who's calling? Tell her Maurice. Maurice Chevalier. Hello. Hello, Rene. This is Archie. Now, don't hang up. Well, wait till I tell you about the diamond bracelet. The diamond bracelet. Well, honey, I got a real big surprise for you. You'll be right down? Good.
Archie, you haven't got a diamond bracelet.
That's the surprise.
How do you like...
Yes, sir, I was right. One lesson in hypnotism and already she's on her way down.